You're listening to Acha Chrome, and I have to bring. I didn't bring you guys. Acha Chrome. Boy, I'm really stepping on my tongue here. I'll just let you say it, and then I won't embarrass myself too much here. But what a beautiful, beautiful song! What a beautiful instrumental. That was really, really nice.
And I know, Tom, that a lot of your listeners are interested in classical music, and as you're aware, Lindsay's background is she's a highly trained classical musician, and I am not. I'm Celtic music background. And one of the interesting things about the tune Acha Chrome, which Lindsay wrote there, it has the total feel and spirit of traditional Celtic music from Scotland, but the structure of it is totally different. And that is reflecting Lindsay's classical background, and that to me that's one of the things that makes it really special. I hope your listeners enjoyed it.
But I'm had in mind the sort of film music for when I was writing that one to really get a picture of to try and make it feel really cold and desolate, and
which is why we all left.
It's amazing how music can solicit so many different emotions, and
that's
a beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful track.
Thank you.
Now the next one on our list, the Bonnie Ship Balclutha. I looked at that and I said, I remember when my family first moved to San Francisco when I was about 14 years old. There was I'm sure it's a replica, but the Balclutha was there at Fisherman's Wharf, so...
Well, we'll tell you about that. It's still there, Tom, and it's not a replica. It's the original.
It is the original. Oh, okay.
The Balclutha, it's in the San Francisco Maritime Museum, basically in San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
And without going on about this, it's 96 meters long. 96 feet. It's a great big ship, and it's got a steel hull and it's square rigged, and the thing that really got to us about it, it was built on the River Clyde in Scotland in 1882. And we were invited to play a concert on board the Balclutha, and we were so excited about that because it was built in Scotland, and Glasgow on the River Clyde is world famous originally for shipbuilding. At one point there were 30 shipyards lining the whole of the River Clyde. Now there's only two, but all these people are still there, and Glasgow and the River Clyde is a great place, and the spirit and the humour of the people is terrific. We were really excited because I grew up as a boy listening to the shipyard on the Clyde, the riveters' guns and all that. As I walked down the road in a pair of short trousers going to school, age 10. actually much younger. So we were really thrilled to be asked to play a concert on board the Balclutha. And as we realized that we couldn't find any songs or tunes about the Balclutha, so we wrote this one. And people have been asking about it, so that's why we recorded it on Shore to Shore. And we gathered our singers down at the shanty sessions on board the Balclutha. So we've recorded it just to make sure they get the tune right. The spirit of this is terrific, and they've asked us to come back and play another concert at another point. But a wonderful ship, and a great thrill for us to play on board.
Well, you know, when I listened to this when I was recording the tracks over the weekend, I immediately recognize the name, and I remember seeing it there in San Francisco, and it had some special meaning certainly, and hearing you sing the song about all the places that it went in its heyday is just it made it so much more meaningful. So So let's take a listen now. This is a beautiful song, The Bonnie Ship Balclutha, and this is featuring Ken.